Talk Shoes.
Recorded live.
This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads. For any dumbass that needs to be taken down. Congratulations. You have just pissed off the loudest speaker of Brooklyn. Louis B. is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech, declaring war on all bullshit punching. Info Katusha rockets into the enemy's camp, broadcasting live from the forest of hate. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B.
Yo, what's up? This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we don't give a fuck what you think and where we kick the issues in the balls, hence the name Crotch Shot Radio. We attack society's bullshit. We go after all the corrupt politicians and corporate heads. Anything that really pisses me off, really, anything that's ridiculous about society needs a swift kick to the balls. You attack everyone's everything, you know? We got going here. Hey, we got enemy combatant. And, all right, he's coming on. Well, he'll hopefully say something. Hopefully we got someone streaming. Today we're going to be talking about, we're going to be talking about about chemtrails. B, we're also going to be talking about the truckers. Apparently, in Pennsylvania, the last free interstate, Interstate I-80. Oh my God, dude! Try calling back in. Yeah. You gotta try calling back in because I'm hearing myself. Yeah. The federal agents, Pennsylvania, the last interstate I-80. They're talking about putting tolls. They're actually trying to put tolls there to make truckers pay even more. But first things first, chemtrails. What are chemtrails? It's short for a chemical trail, which it has many conspiracy theories. It holds that some contrails or condensation trails have actually chemicals or biological agents deliberately sprayed at high altitudes for a purpose undisclosed to the public. Actually, this has been getting a lot of news coverage. They're saying that it's to protect us from the harmful solar rays of the sun, to help protect us from global warming. We got enemy combatant back online.
Hello, testing.
Yes, you're coming in loud and clear now.
All right.
So, what do you think of the chemtrails? Why is this such a big issue now?
Oh, it's no big deal that there's, you know, white lines up in the sky. It's no big deal. As a matter of fact, I never even noticed it, Louis, until you brought it up right now.
Really? I mean, so those clouds that look like straight lines, those are natural, right?
Yeah, exactly. Didn't you know that in middle schools and high schools, it's perfectly normal to be making up new types of clouds and teaching the children that those wavy lines, in some cases, they're perfect circles, as we were talking about earlier, off the air?
Oh, yeah, no.
Well, I mean, what are you talking about, chemtrails? I've never heard of that. What is that?
There's an actual circle, a cloud that's a circle in Moscow. There's an actual video on YouTube. And it's kind of funny that recently we actually posted this on Crotch Shot Radio that the mayor of the Russian town of Moscow says that he promises to make it a snowless winter in the Russian city of Moscow. Ain't that hilarious?
Is the talk shoe chat working for you?
Yes, it is.
Not working for me. It says problem loading page.
Yeah, we got Oogie. We got Oogie 1028 in the room.
Yeah, that's my
doing?
Friend. I invited him on the show.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we're having some trouble with the player on crutchoutradio.com.
Yeah, we're having trouble at TalkShoe/23980 also for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah, they're constantly attacking the show. They're constantly, I mean, at least we're being featured so people can find us who are on TalkShoe. But this is we're constantly getting attacked. Either I get booted.
I don't know why this page is down, man. Usually it just goes straight to the TalkShoe call with a description, and then it says click here for chat. And for some reason, every time I enter the exact address for it, it says unable to load page.
Have you tried using TalkShoe Live Pro?
No.
Yeah,
you told me about that. Anyways, let's get into the news. I don't care if I can't see the chat. You guys can hear me out there in Radio Land.
Yeah.
Louie has got the master control panel there.
Mm-hmm.
Live out of Brooklyn. I am broadcasting to you live out of Jersey City, New Jersey, almost every Wednesday. And it's a Monday, Wednesday, Friday slot, but I only join Louie whenever I can, so it is an honor that you have me here to discuss these very important issues. Because,
right.
I mean, for those of you just tuning in, I was being sarcastic earlier. Obviously, there are such things as chemtrails. The History Channel did a whole two-hour special on weather modification, now admitting that it's real, that governments are actively working to alter Earth's atmosphere. And in many cases, even some of the unclassified projects we know about, like HAARP, they actually state that the end goal is depopulation, or, you know, control of the population, as they put it.
Yeah. I mean, I could go into weather weapons, but I know jack crap about weather weapons. All I know is it ain't natural for clouds to be hanging into the sky like that. I mean, a lot of times... A perfect circle. I love that band. Actually, I'm not really.
No,
just
but
like
I mean,
that.
Come on, folks. There's like crisscrossing lines up in the sky almost every day now, especially on beautiful days, especially when it's nice out. And,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, look,
how is that natural?
A lot of times they're not even affected by the wind, so they're just staying up there.
Or like the ones I'm looking at right now out my window are actually dipples. It's like a bunch of perfect spheres. This is another new effect that we've been seeing recently. And, I mean, we could get into the specifics of it a little bit more when we, you know, later on in the show. But just to start off with, I mean, this is the basic idea here. There's a bunch of weird shit being sprayed in the skies, gases, biological weapons, viruses, bacteria that we don't know about that are being tested on us. This is all admitted, by the way. You know, even History Channel and others have done specials about how the CIA and other agencies were testing biological weapons in the subway of New York. So if they're willing to kill us on the street level, you don't think they're going to actually, you think they wouldn't spray shit up in the skies to kill us? So definitely, it's a variety. It's not just one thing that they're spraying. It's not just, chemicals. It's also biologicals, radiologicals, all sorts of crap that we don't know about, the effects, what they're having on us in the long term. And it's just got to stop. I mean, they're sending all sorts of electromagnetic impulses through these waves via the use of the HAARP program as well as the Gwen Towers. If you don't know what those are, you need to look them up. I can't get into all the details of chemtrails on the show. It's a very wide topic. But I guess the reason we're talking about it is because we're starting to see a global awakening take place. And chemtrails is something that we could all unite by. I mean, I think we could all agree that it's pretty fucked up that we're being treated like guinea pigs, having a bunch of weird stuff being sprayed on top of us all day.
All day. They don't give a fuck.
They really don't.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, it really can't be good for us. I mean, look, something that's made in a lab a lot of times, it can't be good for us. Something that's made in a lab cannot be good for us.
I mean, come on, Moscow mayor proposes snowless winter. First of all, what is a winter without snow? It's going to suck even more hardcore if you're freezing, but there ain't no snowballs to make. So that's A. But B, they're playing God.
Yeah.
They're playing God. Admittedly, this is Time Magazine. This is Yahoo News. I'm trying to pull the article up right now. But we're definitely seeing chemtrails being admitted right now. I mean, it's no longer debatable. I mean, period, end of discussion. Major universities like Rutgers here in New Jersey and other places are publishing peer-reviewed studies talking about geoengineering and how it's good and how this technology is actually beneficial. And while that may be true, what bothers me is how these public officials, especially the public officials, because they're not even in the government, really. They're just spokespeople.
Right.
And the government scientists behind this really have no consideration for what they're doing and human life.
It's all fun and games until you're in a world full of zombies, you know, because you know how those zombie movies start. Oh, yeah, we got the cure for cancer.
There it is.
Here it is. And now it makes you hungry for brains.
And then the AIDS vaccine, remember that? They just admitted that they came out with an AIDS vaccine that works, you know, not 100%, but it's getting there. I mean, come on. They are being exposed everywhere. That's why the New World Order is moving quickly to admit that all this is real, their technologies, but they're saying it's good for us.
Oh, wait. This just in, the AIDS vaccine is now being given to children 8 months old.
Wait, is this, you're really reading off something, or?
Yes, and
oh my god.
And now, but it has live AIDS virus in it.
Oh, goody.
And Thermosol. And some Kool-Aid for flavoring. So yeah, that was just in, and we're fucked.
We really are. I mean.
Yeah.
Time Magazine is now admitting that the mayor of Moscow wants a winter without snow. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And we're conspiracy theorists when this is fucking Time Magazine.
Yeah, of course. No, not because we're supposed to just accept it and be like, yeah, whatever. You know. I mean, the reasons that they give for chemtrailing us is, again, to protect us from the solar radiation because global warming is a problem.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny because, yes, the sun sometimes throws out extra radiation, which makes the Earth hotter. Oh, yes. Okay, fine. They're trying to treat the real reason of
but
global warming.
The premise is that the gases that we emit through manufacturing trap all that heat in our lower atmosphere and never properly allowing it to redirect up into and bounce back into Earth's upper atmosphere. But if they really wanted to solve that, wouldn't you not be spraying shit in the sky?
Exactly.
Doesn't that cause more problems?
Yeah. Because you're putting like a deeper ass blanket.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is as big, if not bigger, than the swine flu situation. Of course, at least 70% of the public has now figured out that that's bullshit and that Swine 11 was an inside job.
Are we going with that?
I'm using it, you know, humorously, but it is really serious, though. I mean, what's next? Are they going to start saying chemtrails don't exist when we've got Time Magazine? I mean, come on. Let me just read a little bit of this. This is just ridiculous. Pigs still can't fly, but this winter, of course, pigs can fly because the H1N1 virus is a combination of avian and pig flu, so it's already a sick joke right there. If you know anything about the New World Order and the hit pieces they like to write. Pigs still can't fly, but this winter the mayor of Moscow promises to keep it from snowing. And then the next line, for just a few million dollars. Yeah, that's no big deal, spending a few million of the taxpayers' money. For just a few million dollars, the mayor's office will hire the Russian Air Force to spray fine chemical mist over the clouds before they reach the capital, forcing them to dump their snow outside the city. Oh, that's great. So you're basically shoveling shit from your backyard and into your neighbors. I mean, what else is there left to say? This is just go read the article. It's on crotchshotradio.com. It's on timemagazine.com. Just stop being in denial, the fact that the government is testing on us.
Damn skippy.
I just really can't handle it anymore. And that's the actual headline to people. You got to realize this is all neuro-linguistic programming. They're using these words for a reason.
Yeah, we're about to have a call from one of our listeners, but of course she knows that they hung up. Whatever.
No, please. I mean, especially if you're a debunker and you think that chemtrails are good, then I highly encourage you to come at us.
Right. Try refreshing the page, G. Try refreshing your page.
Talk to you?
Because Oogie says
refresh. Nope. Says page is not redirecting properly.
Oy.
But anyway, that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
The point is, I've really been meaning to at least address this briefly. I mean, we're going to do news and commentary, right?
Yeah. Hold on. Yes, you swear. Yes, patience.
Hey.
Yes, you're on the show.
What's up?
Hello, nurse.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Can they see me?
No, they can't. This is radio.
Ah.
Well, coming in loud and clear. What do you think about the chemtrails, patients? Yeah, we're talking about.
I haven't seen any lately.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Have you seen the article from Time Magazine saying that the mayor of Moscow in Russia wants to make a snowless winter?
What?
Yeah, Time Magazine. No longer considered a conspiracy theory. It's now mainstream news that the governments of the world are trying to engineer the weather.
Well, we've been trying to seed clouds for, gosh, how long? Farmers have been seeding clouds for years.
Mm-hmm. Right there on the History Channel, they admit in Operation, I believe it was Typhoon or something, Operation Cyclone, some kind of hurricane weather-related thing. I forget the exact term. But they basically... Oh, no, actually, I'm looking at it right now. Operation Popeye was the operation by the U.S.
Operation
Air Force.
What?
Popeye, P-O-P-E-Y-E.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Yeah,
I'll
here we go.
Spray shit in a can.
Let me just read this for the heart
rain,
of thinking.
It burns off your skin. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Popeye the Chemtrail Man.
Yeah.
Check this out. This was recently mentioned in the History Channel Weather Warfare special. This is how I found out about it, although I have done a little bit of research into weather weapons, not too much. This is from Wikipedia.
Wiki.
Operation Popeye was a U.S. military cloud seeding operation running from March 20th, 1967 until July 5th, 1972, during the Vietnam War, to extend the monsoon season over Laos, specifically areas of the Ho Chi Minh Trail. The operation seeded clouds with silver iodide, resulting in the targeted areas seeing an extension of the monsoon for an average of 30 to 40 days. Unbelievable. As the continuous rainfall slowed down the traffic, it was considered very successful. And they also destroyed the people's crops and And you know, their little peasant huts there.
And don't worry, they're not humans anyways.
Well, exactly. That's how they see us. That's why.
Exactly.
That's how they. How come they can get away with making History Channel specials about it, and laugh right in your face, basically? Same way that Mark Loiseau of Controlled Demolition Incorporated goes on the same channel and says, "Unfortunately, I'm not a terrorist, but if I had done 9/11, you know, I definitely would have wired those buildings good." That's paraphrasing, of course, from the hit piece that they did on 9/11. But I mean, just there it is. That's just one example, but there's tons.
That sounds like O.J. Really, remember when O.J. wrote a book? Well, I didn't
tons
do
of
the
examples.
Whole long open, but if I did, this is how I would do it. Yeah.
No, exactly. They're basically admitting to carrying out 9/11 on television. Same way Larry Silverstein admitted that they had the building pulled, but we're still debating about that.
Yeah.
I mean,
I mean, what's that word? Logistics? Linguistics? We're arguing over
linguistics? No, semantic. Yeah, semantics.
Okay, semantics.
Is the exact term. Like,
you know, this is why I really hate fucking semantics. That's one of my pet peeves. It's like, you know what the fuck I meant? Fucking semantics. This one, yeah. So if you really want to annoy me, there you go.
No, but I mean, basically, this is just one example out of many, many examples that are public, declassified, on A&E, on Discovery Channel, whatever it is you watch. I don't really watch TV that much, but I saw a trailer for the History Channel thing on YouTube, and as well as bits and pieces of it that people uploaded. But basically, they know what they're doing. They're not kidding around. And you better realize the time, brother and sister in Radio Land, because they're coming for us. They just approved another form of biological warfare. Merck has just got the Gardasil vaccine approved for boys. So HPV vaccine is no longer for girls aged 9 to 13 or whatever it is, 9 to 25. I think they're recommending that all young women get it. But now for little boys, so the boys don't give the HPV virus to the girl. So they're coming for us real hard with these biological weapons and weather weapons, now admitting that they can cause earthquakes and hurricanes and tsunamis. I mean, come on.
What's next? They're gonna start giving boys the fucking Depo-Provera shot, so that way it kills their sperm, so that way they don't get the
prevent pregnancy. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's
Depo
next?
Shots already are free
for boys. Please pay attention. Please pay attention to the joke I'm trying to make. Please. I'm begging you, for once, listen to the joke. Listen to what I'm saying.
We never said you weren't witty, Louie. We appreciate you.
Please. Oh, my goodness. Please. I tried very hard to try to entertain you and give you information and be all witty and sarcastic. Please pay attention. I do not do things just to be a jack. Well, I do things to just be a jagger. Okay, point made. Carry on. Hello?
Hello?
Still here.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
But yeah, Patience, what do you think about the state of affairs with the vaccine situation? Because that's what we've been talking about mostly for the past few weeks. I wanted to shift into chemtrails because that's another example of how they're openly declaring war against us, the Illuminati or whatever you want to call them.
Vaccines aren't good for you unless you really need them. If you're in a situation where you could catch polio, you know, and you're a kid and whatever, yeah, of course, get the polio vaccine.
Like I Am Legend, yeah, when he's the last human alive, he's got to vaccinate himself.
There's a difference. Some shots I will get. Tetanus, I get. No problem. But then again, I'm always working with my hands. I'm always, I come in contact with rusty stuff. I can get tetanus, you know? There's a difference. If I were in an office all day, probably not, you know?
Yeah, well, if you're in an office, then definitely you get the pregnancy vaccine, so that way you don't get the injection of the cock, and you know it gets you, it swells up your stomach, and in 9 months you shit out another human being. It's just not natural. So all the vaccine, and if you don't think that's a vaccine, I got a bridge to sell you.
Oh God!
It's all vaccines.
Yo, when are we taking our first break? Because I'm trying to look up some info on weather modification.
Alrighty.
If you're working in a situation where you could catch certain diseases, you need to get them. But in most cases, no, you don't need to get them, and they do have poison in them. It's the lesser of two evils in certain situations. But in most situations, you really just don't need them.
No, mercury's good.
So why put
Obama? He said we should take the vaccine. He had a bunch of people in white lab coats on the White House lawn. Shouldn't I believe that?
I'm not for the flu shot. That's retarded.
Yes.
No, but I mean literally. Did you hear about the failed photo op? They had a bunch of people from the White House staff handing out white lab coats to make it seem credible that that all of them were going to take it. And Obama himself said he would take it, but I highly doubt he's going to give it to himself or his kids or his wife.
Hmm.
Well, the swine flu, that's bullshit. I'm not going to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm talking about vaccines for serious diseases that can kill you that you're at risk for, and only in a situation where you're going to be at risk for them.
No, I agree. But
there are situations
they've got
where a vaccine,
all sorts of crap that we don't need now.
It depends, you know. Most vaccines are bad, and the flu vaccine just gives you poison so you don't get the cold. I'd rather get the cold than the poison. But if I'm in a situation where I'm going to get, like, tetanus or, you know, something lethal, then, of course, I'm getting the vaccine.
Yeah.
But that's rare. Everybody vaccinating their kids and shit, that's not good.
Well, we had Dr. John Carlo, PhD, immediately from Texas. That's the first clip I ever saw when the swine flu story first broke last fall. A guy from Texas, a PhD, was saying that it was made in a lab. It was a biological super weapon developed by the military, most likely, and that he sees a serious, you know, psychological operation taking place right here. And at my job and everywhere else, I'm sure where you work, you've seen this or heard about it. There's all sorts of businesses offering free swine flu shots. You know, if you purchase a certain amount of groceries or whatever, you earn a free flu shot. They're just really cramming it down our throats right now. And
yeah, that's nothing. That's nothing, man. I was at Chuck E. Cheese's, and if you collect 500 tickets, you get a free swine flu shot.
No kidding, or that's a joke you're making.
Oh
I would
my God!
I would believe that at this point. Honestly, I really would.
Oh my God!
I would really believe that.
Is my sarcasm really that powerful?
No, the government's just that bad.
We're living in the Twilight Zone.
Oh, hey. The world's on fire. I don't care. That's the way I like it. And
you know
what's fucked up? Hey, now.
No, no.
Here's another shot that's really fucked up. Is that HPV shot. You guys know what HPV is?
Oh,
I was
God.
I was talking about that, wasn't I?
Yes. Oh, my God. Patience.
If you take that shot,
did you listen?
And you've ever been exposed to it, you can get very sick.
Oh my God!
And I think it's bullshit.
Yeah,
wait, Louie,
that very shot just got approved for boys. That's what we were just talking about.
Yeah, that was. Didn't you come in when we were just talking that?
Yeah, patience. Can you do me a favor?
That was like the first thing we said.
Patience. Can you do me a favor? Patience. You there? Patience?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you do me a quick favor? Can you do me a favor?
What?
Stop smoking crack.
What?
Please stop smoking crack. For the sake of America, please. I'm begging you.
All right, man. You want to take a quick break and then come back with more weather?
More weather. In fact, before we go.
Exactly.
before we go, speaking about weather, AccuWeather.com just predicted that we're going to have a brutal-ass winter because El Nino, which is a natural occurrence with the currents of the water, is breaking down. We're going to have a brutal winter. And, global warming's not real. And if you believe that, go fuck your mother.
Yeah, this just in, the Black U weather forecast. It's going to snow.
All snow. There's going to be more white this winter than a Klan rally. So there you go. This is the crutch of your show, kicking the issues in the balls.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Cross Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchshotradioshow.com. The top banner, that is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Shot Radio Show sent you.
You and Dick Cheney cousins?
You know, I actually knew about it.
Bring down a fully loaded 27 in the middle of New York City, and you'll find a dozen tin pot dictators all over the world just clamoring to take responsibility.
Yes.
The 9/11 cover-up, the Obama fraud, population control, and more. To find out about the New World Order and how you can stop it, visit Louis B. and Enemy Combatant at crotchshotradio.com.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day. Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurants and specials. No more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot
Radio. And a free swine flu shot.
Promo code.
No!
TCSR69. Issue 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Betty Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
One, two, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama.
Cause I gotta cry.
Before Obama called Obama, he's supposed to save the day. Obama, 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 Obama,
Obama. This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.com.
change.org.
And for everyone that visits We Are Change New Jersey, or New Jersey We Are Change.org, you get a free nude pictures of Glenn Z and a swine flu shot.
Yes.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back. This is the Crowd Shop Radio Show. Kicking the issues in the balls. We're giving you the weather report for like
and
ever.
Giggling behind the scenes.
And just laughing our balls off while I'm getting upset because
we're defeating them.
I have to make a retraction. Patience does not smoke crack. Are you happy?
Yes.
She doesn't. She just plays.
I love you, Louis.
She plays a crackhead on the radio.
No, but we're talking about weather modification and cloud seeding and chemtrails and all these things that the government's admittedly doing to us.
We got Ivan Lin in the chat room.
Welcome.
Yeah, we're having some trouble with the streaming audio on CrowdShot Radio. The widget is not working right. Widget.
Is my friend
Oogie
still there?
No, he left.
Aha. Who else we got?
We got Kev. We got Ivan Lin. We got Louis B. You know, he's the greatest. And we also got Patience. We got Patience on the Skype call.
Wow, I'm so glad you guys are like regular listeners. That's amazing.
Yeah. No, Ivan and Kev are cool people. Patience, she's just my pincushion.
It's all right.
Yeah.
We all got a lot of stuff to think about sometimes.
No, she's around when I need cushion pinning.
Yeah, well, before we get into news and commentary in the second hour, which there is some overlap from last week, a couple articles that we will go a little bit more in depth on, and a whole bunch of new developments on the blog, please check out either Louis' blog, crowdshotradio.com, and or my blog, We Are Change, New Jersey spelled out, not NJ, .org.
Mm-hmm.
And get all the latest news stories concerning chemtrails, vaccines, and everything else we're talking about.
Before we get to news and commentary, do you have any more with the chemtrail conspiracy, with the weather modification sort of thing? You got anything left?
Oh yeah, with my nut job ranting, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Even though Time Magazine just published an article that we covered earlier.
Yeah, you're mm-hmm. crazy. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. And that video with that circle in the sky over Moscow, that freaky cloud thing. Yeah, no, that.
No, but
that's
I mean,
just,
I'm looking out the window right now.
District 9 aliens.
I'm looking
District
out the window
9.
Right now, and it's a bunch of weird ass perfect, like little dipples as. You know, like, clouds don't look like that. Clouds, at the end of the day, usually are thin, wispy. But if they're spread out, they're not spread out with, like, a perfect grid pattern with, like, little waves running through it as if, you know, it's being structured and organized deliberately. This is only the result of electromagnetic impulses and weird chemical, biological crap being sprayed in the sky. So, yeah, we got a little bit more info on that. And then some major developments coming your way. A big announcement in the second hour. Stay tuned.
I think I know what it is.
Well, there's more.
Glenn Z met somebody. What?
Well, yeah, I did, actually.
What's his name?
Louis B. And we teamed up and we made a radio show.
Oh.
No, but seriously, folks, this is all out there in the mainstream now. I'm looking at Wikipedia, Weather Modification Operations and Research Board. In the United States, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, did you know there was such a thing?
No.
Regulates the weather and weather control projects under the authority of Public Law 205 of the 92nd Congress. This agency does not perform research about weather modification. It just does it. So they have other people researching.
Yeah. That sounds sexy.
Yeah, so you see how they always compartmentalize it and make it so that only the people at the top know what's really going on, and the rest of it is, the whole point is just to create cadres of people who are willing to go along with this and actually carry out these weird guinea pig-like experiments on us where they... I mean, here, let me...
What does an Italian cop have to do with anything?
That deserves a reading, Rainbow.
Yes.
How good is that Obama ad, by the way?
Okay, you want to get jerked off a little bit. Yes.
No, all right. check this out. This has been in the news, actually. Under Giuliani, back in the 90s, they were caught. This is not the federal government now. This is the local, state, and local government, probably in collaboration with the feds, spraying pesticide over New Yorkers without even warning them. So they were just literally killing people in New York City.
Oh,
just like
great.
Just like you remember the whole what was that? West Nile virus?
Yeah, oh yeah.
They used that
just
as an excuse to you know.
Actually had a friend. He thought it was a big ass mosquito. It was just one big ass mosquito from Japan, like King Mothra, just going around stabbing people, giving people encephalitis. It was hilarious. I guess you had to be there. He thought it was one big ass mosquito.
But in case you don't know what malathion is. It is a chemical, it's an insecticide of relatively low human toxicity. But when you're spraying a whole city the size of New York with it, there's a very good chance, you know, with jets, big jets, and a whole lot of them, you know, that's going to cause some problems. And it's been used in the USSR, it's been used in New Zealand, Australia.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have time to really get into this, but, you know, it's out
there. Pets were getting sick. Pets were getting sick in New York when that was happening. You know, it was a big scare because they found a few dead birds. Goodness, no one gets scared during the winter when you see a frozen bird. Like, oh, my God. It's the winter weather. We gotta spray the air for winter weather.
Yeah, look at this. It says it was claimed. Here we go. Malathion was sprayed in many cities to combat West Nile virus in the fall of 1999 and spring 2000. Long Island, as well as the five boroughs of New York, were sprayed with several pesticides, one of which was malathion, and some anti-pesticide groups claimed that the pesticides caused a lobster die-off in parts of Long Island. But that's no big deal. There's no evidence to support that. Let's just call it a conspiracy theory and continue to die. Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, I get my lobsters from the fish tank at the Chinese restaurant. It's all good. Don't
yeah, that's another God. Thing. Associated Press reporting that at least 50% of fish is contaminated with the high levels of mercury, as well as all your other products, like the high fructose corn syrup that the Washington Post covered. How at least 50% of all products that have HCFS also have high levels of mercury.
Yeah, Ivan says, can anyone say cancer?
I mean, this isn't Louis B. saying this. This isn't Glenn Z. saying this. This is Washington Post. This is just wake up, people. I mean, I'm really starting to get a little mad here because the chemtrails provokes this really instinctual, primitive, ape-like response from me. Every time I'm out there and I start seeing the jet plane spraying this shit, I'm like, stop spraying us. Just stop killing us. It just really makes me mad, man, that we're having to deal with this.
I'm really, who approved this shit? Who really paid? We paid for this. How the hell we're paying for them to gas us?
Exactly. That's what I mean. Like, and people say, "Oh, don't worry about it," or they're doing it to help us. Are they really?
Really? Are they? Are you? Or have fun with that. You know, why don't you fucking suck on a tailpipe? That won't do.
You know, do you enjoy Rudy Giuliani spraying you with pesticide? Do you enjoy?
No.
You know, the CIA doing covert experiments, dropping light bulbs full of germs into the subway system. It's just stop being in denial. We are all under mind control, and we're fucking slaves to this biological, chemical, electronical matrix prison.
Boy.
I'm just fired up, man, because it's all out there on Wikipedia. It's all out there in front of you, and you're just still going to laugh at us because we're deciding to take the time and actually do a show about it. And most of you out there are just in denial.
I mean, unfortunately, this is one of those things you can't just, like how I preach individual succession from society. It's not, you can't just move to the mountains and escape this because they do it everywhere. You'll see this in the woods. You'll see this in the sticks. So I mean, this is something. This is like an act of you really have to like really do something about this. And in fact, on a side note, I got this dude named Tony on YouTube. He claims he's with the American Resistance Movement.
Is he a global warming guy?
No. This is a whole separate issue. I really do think that he is insane. The boy's living with a real another nutcase, and he's like, oh, and he's a patriot.
Do you really want to be bringing this out in the public like this right now?
Yeah,
though?
Why not? He's a scumbag. Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna be hanging out with Jim Stach. And you can't see that he's a scumbag, and you're just gonna be mindlessly attacking people, you know, in his name, and think, well, we're doing this for the American Resistance Movement, really? Okay, I know I've spoken to real American Resistance Movement members. This dude named Tony and Jim, they're not. They're probably gonna be like they're probably gonna run into the woods and buck fuck themselves, while everyone's getting shot up and actually really fighting for this country. So enjoy, butt bangers. All right, moving on. Hi.
So yeah, what do you got to say about weather warfare?
It's something that it's not like we could just escape it, really. It's something that needs to be fought.
But we definitely have to alert people to it, because it's like red alert, people, shit being sprayed on you. I mean, that really just brings out the monkey in me. I just really get furious every time I see chemtrails being freshly sprayed, because they're harming us. I mean, what's wrong with you? How could it possibly be beneficial? That's like the whole vaccine situation. Up earlier, that comparison, because they're jabbing a needle into your arm, and as if that's bad enough, that's not bad enough, they have poison in it. I mean, I can't believe we have to explain this to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's something that, again, it has something that needs to be actively fought. People need to be proactive about it, because you can't just be like, well, I choose to, it's a choice that's being made for you. It's like someone spraying water at you.
It's the same way go ahead,
Shit. No, that was a bad analogy. It's like, because they spray everywhere. It's like you can't, you can't go.
Well, dude, that was
going
to be my
anywhere.
Next analogy, is when I talk to yuppies about the economic collapse, they're like, so what? I own a Mercedes.
Yeah, I know, right?
And I'm like, this affects everyone.
I know, I had a similar conversation with my cousin who basically called me a terrorist because I'm a 9/11 truther. And, you know, he's like, well, you're not going to beat the United States military. I'm like, well, dude, there's a bunch of militia out.
Who said we were declaring war against the military in the first place?
Exactly.
My personal beef is with these corporate scumbags who openly say they're corporate scumbags, and we think that they're actually running things. They're just puppets. They're all puppets, man. We need to aim a little higher. Oh, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, so that's one thing, you know, it's hilarious. It's like, oh, there's nothing you could do. You're going to make money. I'm like, well, dude, I mean,
but that's
you don't
the
know
thing, though.
If you don't try, I mean,
like, oh,
he's
you're
like,
wasting
well,
your time.
Well,
but we're trying to create a renaissance of thought. This is a thought revolution.
This money. I'm making all this money at my job per month. I got my own place. I got a wife. I got my own
car.
Yeah,
not for long. When the dollar collapses completely.
Life is good. And then what? What are we going to do? There's nothing you could do about it. I'm like, oh, God. You know, I'm like, I'm just chalking it up to the vaccines they gave him in the Army. I'm just chalking it up to that.
Oh,
like, they gave
he was in the Army. No, they definitely gave him a deadly cocktail of untested and very rare.
He's an Iraq veteran. So, I mean, I'm glad he's home. I was worried about him, you know, but still, you know, I just chalk it up to, all right, he's still indoctrinated. He's still, you know, trying to adjust, but, you know, so I really try not to push him too hard because I'm afraid I might do more harm than good if I push the issue. So.
All right. Before we get into my favorite part of the show in the couple minutes, let's talk a little bit more about weather modification and then finish up with the theme of the day. Mm-hmm. But Patience was talking about cloud seeding earlier, so I want to read this, the definition of that.
Yes. Well, she's not there anymore, so she left.
All right, well, whoever else is left, because I can't see the chat right now.
Mm-hmm.
Cloud seeding is a form of weather modification and the attempt to change the amount or type of precipitation that falls from clouds by dispersing substances into the air that can serve as cloud condensation. These chemtrails or cloud seeds alter the microphysical processes within the cloud. So they've got it down to a science where they know exactly the type of chemical they need to spray in there, how much of it, and the clouds will use their own gaseousness or whatever quality you want to attribute to clouds, cloudiness, to work their cloud chemistry themselves. So they go in there, they activate it, and the most common chemicals used to increase the rain or snow or conversely, what the mayor of Moscow is trying to do is stop the snow. The most common chemicals used are silver iodide, which I mentioned in Operation Popeye earlier, and dry ice, which is frozen carbon dioxide. And the expansion of liquid propane into a gas has also been used and can produce ice crystals at warm temperatures that are warmer than silver iodide. And
that don't sound good.
It's basically the effectiveness of it is just great. You know, it's been widely regarded as a success all around the world. As I was saying, Australia and other places, meteorological research labs saying that it's very good that we can now make it rain. We don't have to do tribal monkey rituals, dancing around a campfire. We can actually make it rain, go in there, activate the clouds. And you try to explain this to people, and it's all codified in law that they are allowed to do this. I mean, that's what I want to know, Louis. Who came up with this shit? Who allowed them to do this crap. I want to get down to the bottom of this, but unfortunately, we don't have time to get too more specific into it. So with that being said, I'll just close out by saying that weather control is the act of manipulating or altering the environment to produce certain outcomes, and their outcome is death. So resist the weather modification by spreading the word, by drinking clean water, feeding yourself from clean sources, and just keeping your organism free of all their pesticides and other crap they're testing on us.
Exactly.
And don't take the swine flu shot.
Man, oh shit. Don't even take the regular flu shot.
Don't even say swine flu shot. Don't think it either.
Yeah, if you see anybody trying to inject anything with you, just tell them to put a condom on first. With that being said, I'd like to give a big shout out to Kev. Kev is in the chat room. He has a show coming up at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He's basically he's going to be covering something that I'm going to be covering now. He has Matt and JB from the American Truck Driver and United CDL and American Truck Driver respectively. To discuss some very controversial issues going on with the truckers going on in and out of Pennsylvania and the toll fees. Matt and his trucker community was on their show back in November, and they will be joining them tonight at 8 p.m. to discuss further issues within the trucking industry. They're all citizens, and we all need to come together. I'm just reading what he wrote here. Let me just paraphrase. Yeah, like I said, they're tolling. They're doing a lot of tolling. So we got OB Pro. Jason. Check Jason Spurlock. Hold on. Jason. Jason. OB Pro. Yeah, you're on. Say something.
Sorry, okay, I have my mic muted. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, dude.
I just joined, man. Nice title for a radio show or an internet talk show. First time listener, first time caller, just checking you guys out.
Oh, no, very cool. Yeah, no, we were just basically talking about the chemtrails, and now we're actually going to go into a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about the truckers. Just plugging my friend's show, Kev.
The economy and how we're all suffering.
Well, fuck. Matt, he's going to have Matt from United CDL. That's talkshoe.com/TC/29521. That's talkshoe.com/TC/29521. So, yeah, there's that. So we're going to be right back. This is the Crack Shot Radio Show. Stay on, everybody. Stay on. This is the Crack Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues.
Big announcements coming up.
Big announcements coming up. Yes. When you visit the Crack Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crack Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrackShotRadio.com every day.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crack Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? It's time for political correctness. So listen to the Crack Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Benny Carnero and Enemy Combat. Matty live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter. And we're back. What's up? This is the Crotch Out Radio Show, kicking issues in the balls. News and commentary. We got OB Pro on the line. We got Alex. He just joined the chat room. Kev, Christy, Ivan, how you doing? And my lovely co-host, Glenn Z. What's up?
Hi, yep.
What's up? Kind of wanted to get into this article that Matt Overtime actually called me late last night. Really needs everyone's help. So I put together this article, and also there is a Facebook event. So, yes, definitely let me put the link to the article in the chat room so everyone could take a look. So, yeah. What's up? So, yeah, we got please protect our truckers. The truckers are, in my opinion, the last cowboys. They bring the food to your plate. They deliver it. And I think it's in our best interest to protect them and make sure they don't pay as much. Because you know what? The less they got to pay, the less we got to pay for products and shit. In an apparent attempt to further break the backs of the American trucker and the American trucking industry, the Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission and the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation has decided to pursue the tolling of the last free road in Pennsylvania, the Interstate 80 or I-80. Again, the federal agency first turned down the bid in September 2008. Among other issues, the FHWA said the state needed to show that toll money from the I-80 would be used for only improvements on that highway, which we all know that it wasn't. The reason the Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission and the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation has decided to pursue the tolling of Interstate 80 again is so that they can pay the cost of maintaining the highway that is better understood as a tax or a tariff, since much of the revenue will be used for the purposes other than maintaining and improving Interstate 80. However, vehicles that use Interstate 80 already pay for it via fuel taxes and other taxes. Owners or operators of commercial vehicles in Pennsylvania pay taxes on fuel plus a registration fee of more than $1,600, a highway use tax of over $550 per vehicle, a 12% excise tax on the purchase of a truck, and several other taxes and fees. State diesel fuel taxes in Pennsylvania at 38.1 cents per gallon are the highest in the nation. The trucks that travel the I-80 pay more than $90 million and cars pay more than $40 million each year in the state and federal taxes and user fees for the miles they travel on the I-80. By comparison, when the Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission applied for the tolling authority, the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation's annual spending to operate and maintain the I-80 averaged $80 million per year. So I-80 users are already paying $50 million more than the cost to maintain the highway annually. The tolling of the I-80 will create an economic hardship for Pennsylvania agriculture, agribusiness, and the food industry also by increasing cost of everything that is transported into or out of sections of Pennsylvania that utilize the I-80. The cost will not only escalate for individual farmers, grocery stores, and trucking companies, but those added costs will likely end up being passed on to consumers of food, said Pennsylvania Farm Bureau President Carl T. Schaefer.
It is for this reason that UnitedCDL.org is sponsoring a rally for the Pennsylvania State House in Harrisburg on November 14, 2009. Please follow the link to the Facebook event and RSVP. Please come out and support your truckers. Support the last cowboys.
Mother truckers.
The mother truckers. So definitely, we're going to open up the lines, whoever wants to comment.
Thank you.
Yep.
You want to plug that number, or?
We got, oh, God, hold on, let me.
Call the Crotch Shop Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
We get into the trucker thing, I actually have something I want to say about that, but I wanted to address a few personal things, if I could.
All right, go ahead.
Just very quickly, it's nothing major. Benny Carnero, whose name pops up in the commercial, and I don't know how often he is on, but he never seems to be on with me. This isn't the Glenn Show. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show hosted by Louis B., I come on whenever I can, but I just never hear from you, buddy. You know, and it's nothing against you. You seem to have some kind of grudge or something, but you know, come on the show, man. Let's talk on it together if we really are co-equal co-hosts.
Yep.
So truce to whatever beef you may have.
There you go. Yeah, we got OB Pro, a.k.a. Jason. Jason, you got anything to say? Did Jason mute his mic again? Well, Jason, just jump in whenever you want. All right.
Yeah, about the truckers, man, I can tell you firsthand how hard we are being hit right now. I work in a supermarket, and that is the nexus of civilization. No matter where you are, people eat food. And you're not going to get that food delivered to you in a convenient and cheap and effective manner unless the transportation laws are, you know, we look after that, we look after our truckers, we have to protect our roads, really, because road rights are evaporating every day. I mean, it's just ridiculous. People get pulled over and ticketed and harassed for all sorts of things. But definitely, in terms of the economy, we need to support truck drivers' rights, because they are, like you said, the last cowboys. They used to drive horse-drawn wagons on the Oregon Trail filled with crap in it. Merchants of old. Imagine how hard it must have been living in the Middle Ages being a merchant, you know? So stuff gets to you because people need jobs. Some of those jobs include driving shit to get to you. How else do you think that when you order something from Amazon.com, or whatever, Barnes & Noble, how do you think those things get to you? FedEx, UPS, there's people working to ship things to you. So we need to keep that in place, obviously. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, look, the price of meat and cheese where I work and other stuff has gone dramatically up. But that's not because the price has gone up. The price hasn't changed. We're still getting it for the same thing from the distributor, no matter where you go, basically. All delis pretty much adhere to the same price bracket, especially if it's a big supermarket like we are. They have a certain inventory, and they have to get it for a certain price so they can make a profit. And it's the dollar. The dollar is what's going down. The value of it is less and less. That's why the prices have to go up to compensate. Many people are actually trying to adjust their prices to make up for the Great Recession, as it's known. But I want to read you this. It's on the blog. It's on wearechangednewjersey.org as well. CNBC, recession will be full-blown depression.
But they said we're out of the recession now.
And that's the actual headline. The global recession will turn into a full-blown depression. Niku Harachi, CEO of N1, pun with the swine flu, kind of, asset management, said Friday, adding that global stimulus hasn't come down to Main Street. Wall Street is making money, but consumers aren't, Harachi told CNBC. We have seen, said Harachi, the G20 coming out with this cross-border capital injection of $5 trillion this year, but a lot of the money hasn't really come down back to Main Street. Yeah, because they gave themselves a bailout. It was really a banker takeover bill whereby the United States was declared officially bankrupt, end of the line, and Barack Obama has come in as this manager of the crisis because he's reappointing all these Fed chiefs and other globalists on the IMF and World Bank working very closely with them to make sure that we hand over our economic rights and our responsibility for coming out of the crisis. Of course, we'll never be able to get out of the crisis. We overspent to the point where they own us now, literally, the IMF and World Bank. We've defaulted. We'll never be able to pay it back. $23.7 trillion official rescue tab for the American economy in total. So we're not talking about Bush deficits now. We're talking about Obama's new projected spending. This is according to the Treasury's own numbers. $23.7 trillion. It's in Alex Jones' movie that comes out today. I haven't seen it yet. But they have the C-SPAN clip where the senators are grilling Ben Bernanke and the Fed saying, you know, where is the $23.7 trillion? You can't make this stuff up, folks. They've literally bankrupted the country.
Exactly. I'm going to try to call up Matt Overtime, see if he could come on the show. Calling him now. He's a truck. He's one of the truckers. He actually commented. He actually contacted me. I gotta remind myself to gotta make a YouTube video.
It's the same way that Elliot Spitzer goes on TV and says the Federal Reserve is an inside job on MSNBC. Same company.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hey Matt, how you doing?
I'm okay. What's up, Mr. Louis?
What's up? Just see, we got you on the show. What's up with this? Why does it seem like they're trying to break you guys' backs?
Who's that? The Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission?
The Pennsylvania Turnpike. It's every time I'm talking to you, it's almost like someone's trying to fuck over the truckers, the last cowboys.
I don't know, Luke. I really can't honestly answer that.
Yeah, one of my good friends is a 9/11 truther. He's a trucker.
They do know that if they fuck with us and mess with our rates and mess with our pockets, then we're going to have to turn around and do it to the broker. And the broker is going to do it to the customer, okay?
Yeah.
It's a trickle-down effect. If you charge me $500 for something, okay?
Right.
I'm going to have, in order for me to make money off of it, what am I going to have to do? I'm going to have to raise the rate on it.
Right.
So it's a trickle-down effect. That's one way for them, the elite, to be able to come down on the industry to choke out the American population. Believe me, it's a trickle-down effect.
Right.
If my prices get raised, I'm going to have to raise the prices.
Right. Glenn, do you have any questions?
I mean, I just want to get your take on the global and the national economy. Where do you see the dollar going in the next 5-10 years? And do you think that they will be able to successfully implement a cashless society before 2012?
Who was that question directed to?
To you. You.
Oh, okay. And who am I speaking with?
Oh, that's my co-host.
My name is Glenn.
Okay, well, if you're asking me if I see it going into a cashless society by 2012, I doubt it. The society is not ready for that just yet. Okay, they're conditioning us for it, but as far as implementing it, no. deploying it, yeah, they're deploying it over in Europe. They're deploying it in other countries. But, yeah, the United States is not nowhere near ready for that. The trucking industry, is, now they're preparing them. They're preparing the trucking industry for it. Now, I'll tell you, here's how. On Google, look up what's called an international port. You know, international port Twix card. Okay, this card, you cannot, now a trucking company cannot haul in or out of a port without this federal, this international federal Twix card.
What yeah, we're, Louis was talking about that Metro card thing. Remember that, Louis? How they can use that for other services?
They actually founded a TWIC compliance starts today, credits angry card readers not deployed. Today marks the national compliance deadline when all workers and mariners needed access to secure maritime and port access nationwide will have to at least flash a government approved biometric identification card before entry. But as USA Today reports, some lawmakers and unions are unhappy that the cards that port workers and mariners had to buy, they had to buy it.
You have to buy it. You have to pass a United States International Federal Background Check before you can get it. That declares you approval via United States Homeland Security, and you at that point issue a Twix card.
Right. Let me.
Now, with that Twix card, okay. Hold on a second.
Okay.
With that Twix card, then people in the port, it has your Social Security number on it. It's got all of your personal identification on it. It's got everything.
But yeah, that's cashless society.
They can track you within the port, and they say they can track you within the port. Now, you know and I know, if it's a gold RFID chip, what else can they track?
Sure,
outside
they can.
Movement.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, location.
I don't want them knowing where the hell I'm at, what I'm doing. So the guy in which I'm driving, you know, my truck's leased to, he's already asked me, Matt, can you get a Twix card? And I said, no. I will not get a Twix card. I will not go to port. I will not do it.
Wow.
I don't know. Didn't they already pass the National ID Act, though? The Real ID? That was earlier last year in May, I believe.
Exactly. Truckers, deckhands, and other requiring access to secure areas at ports paid $132 a piece for the high-tech ID cards that had their fingerprints embedded in them. But the Homeland Security Department, which is overseeing the program, says it still lacks fingerprint readers that can be used reliably in harsh weather.
Don't worry, they'll have penis scanners pretty soon, too.
Yeah.
They'll test for everything. They'll test your bile, your blood, your urine, just all of it.
Yeah, the original intent of the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, Transportation Worker Identification Credential, however, was to roll out cards and card readers together after listening to industry concerns. TSA made the decision to stagger the implementation to make it easier on the industry. Oh, to make it easier for you guys to do to
Yeah, it makes it easier for us,
Yeah.
Just tell them what you had.
Get the chip.
Okay, tell them what you had. Get a map of the port and drop the load on the port.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I believe that. That's like them saying that security cameras at a fucking intersection is for my safety. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
I mean, seriously, how does
just
this
take
stop
the chip.
Terrorism?
Remember taser bracelets at the airport? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, how does this really
imagine your card chops
terrorism?
You?
I really don't see how this stops terrorism at all.
It doesn't. Okay, it doesn't.
Yeah,
you just heard it. You just heard. I think you just heard one of my good friends tell us.
Yeah.
That one of his Department of Transportation friends just found a Mexican issued truck. Roll halfway through the fucking United States before it even got caught.
Sure.
He passed the United States Border Patrol, passed the Texas Department of Transportation, or the Arizona Department of Transportation, and he got through. Somehow, he got through, and he didn't even have a valid driver's license.
Oi.
Do you see what I'm saying? Lily, if you want to drive a truck, buddy, just go to New York, steal one, and fucking start driving it. It'll take them fucking months before they'll stop you. By then, hell, you've already got the total background and education to do it.
Well,
do
exactly.
It.
It's the total degradation and destruction of America. It's just nobody... that's what I try to explain to people, is that we're already in a state of anarchy. It's complete lawlessness, and the anarchists... If you are a true anarchist, you would show up to one of these protests, like the G20, with a pistol in your hand. Now, I'm not encouraging violence, but I'm saying be consistent in your message. And these wimpy anarchists, they just start running when the police start firing rubber bullets on them because they're a bunch of pussies. It's all psychological operations.
You know what? This will kill you. Literally, this will kill you. We've got enough guys, trucking, independent owner-operators, also drivers. This pisses me off so bad, dude, I can't even see straight. I'm one of the five guys that round up this entire nation to take it to D.C., okay? Now, I can go down the road side by side, look in a man's eye, and see that he's angry with his country, but yet he's too much of a pussy to step outside of that truck door and do something about it. He won't do anything about it. This nation is scared. The people are afraid. Mm. And if they don't fucking wise up, and if they don't get some gut, they're going to fucking just give in. Absolutely give in. We just give. We just give.
I mean,
this government over $2 trillion fucking dollars, and they just laugh at it. They say, okay, we just say, okay, well, who do we make the checks out to?
No. 23.7. That's 24 trillion.
What?
That's not... 2 trillion, 24.
What?
And I can't wait for the
trillion.
New number.
Yeah. 24 trillion, yes.
24 trillion. We find the damn check and say, who do we make it out to? Like I said, and in the Bloomberg report, they fucking file and say, okay, Fed, okay, what did you do with the money? And they said, well, it ain't none of your business. Or they have another, they say, well, we don't know. We say, oh, okay.
Well, hey, Louie, can we move on from this story to other economic news? Because we got a bunch in the stack.
The trucking issue is a little bit needs to take precedent right now. I mean, really, November 14th, at, hold on, let me go to the Facebook event page so I can give out the info. What happened?
I mean, it's not just about the trucking industry.
Right?
That's what
it's
I'm
about,
saying, man. Look, we gotta go into other news.
It is about the economics, okay, and the livelihood of the people around the country, not just Pennsylvania, but me and everybody else. Okay, Pennsylvania has got, number one, the thing to see off is they just raised their tolls on these people 30%. Now they're going to turn around and do it again.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they tell me the reason they're doing it is because of the economy. Really? Well, doctor, if you're sick, don't you give them fucking medicine versus try to starve them?
Exactly.
I mean, come on, it's a catch-22. If they raise the toll on us, then obviously we're going to have to start raising the freight rates up to the people.
Right.
And, yeah, that's exactly what the fucking federal government wants. They want us to do that. And they're trying to back us into a corner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Did you see my video with the weird prank call that I got?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think he has.
Yeah, no, you should send that to him because I do believe that is PSYOPs. I do not believe it's somebody I know.
What's that have to do with anything?
Because that shows
What's
you that,
that
they're pushing us into a corner right now. Are you paying attention to your own show, Louie?
Yeah. Sometimes. I'm smoking crack right now.
They don't believe that we are going to just rebel against them. But I'm going to tell you, I do not believe that this country is going to be cashless by 2012. I really don't. What they're going to try to do is do exactly what they're doing slowly, and that's starve us out.
Yeah.
the collapse of the fucking, the collapse of the dollar, and then the inflation of Wall Street was just a fictitious, it was all fake, okay? The stock market goes up, but the face of the dollar goes down. Come on. Am I fucking stupid? No. And neither are any of these billions of Americans, dude. We can't be that damn stupid.
I mean, yeah, my question is, Matt, I mean, I want to believe that we're not that cowardly. I want to believe that we're just waiting to just snap. I mean, I want to believe that we still have that, you know, that spirit of revolution that if you keep fucking with us, we're going to kill you. I mean, it has to
be. What are you going to do? Louis, what are you going to do? You wake up in the morning, turn on CNN, and bam, stock market's gone, okay? The entire United States currency, the dollar
bill. Well, people are rejoicing because it's back above 10,000, and I don't even follow the stock market that anymore, but they're saying the recession's over because the stock market's back up and the rich are getting richer, so that's good.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you what I always say. The moment I start seeing blue helmets marching in the streets, I'm going. I am fighting. It's not a matter of, okay, well, what am I gonna do? It's a matter of, all right, where are we meeting? Where the fuck we're going? Whose head has to roll for this?
Right.
You know, it can't. It's like, what do you do when you get punched in the face? You fight back.
Well, that's exactly it. Is that people think that conspiracies only exist in Hollywood?
What are you going to do whenever all of everything that we know it is no longer in existence?
Yeah. Huh? Well, I mean, I.
By 2012, the United States, if we keep going and allowing these people, these vicious elite, oil crusading people, to control this country and the world, we are going to see a major change. I see it. I'm telling you now. You may think I'm blowing smoke in your ass, but I see it before you see it. I feel the crunch before you feel a lot of the crunch on the shelf. Okay, before it gets oh my God, when did milk go to $6 a gallon?
Shit.
Well, it went to $6 a gallon when it started costing me $4.25 a gallon for diesel fuel. Sure, you'll get the milk. My customer will get their product, but I've got to increase the fucking freight rate.
And sure enough, they just announced that they're no longer pricing oil in dollars.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I mean,
the United States that we have, we will not have in 2 years. No.
I mean,
we won't have it.
My question is, what if somebody was to start making diesel fuel, like out of hemp or some other type of product to make diesel fuel that works with the current
technology.
Well,
that's exactly it, man. Somebody has to invent it and then push it into the mainstream so it becomes acceptable.
Can I tell you that you will go to jail? You will go to prison. There's a gentleman right now that came up with he used to go to quickie, speed coat, oil changes and shit for big trucks. Semi truck, you can mix diesel fuel 60 to 40, a 40% diesel fuel to 60% burnt oil. And a truck will run. It may blow black smoke, but it'll still run. Okay? He started doing that. He's now in fucking federal prison.
Wow. What's his name?
The hell, you can look that up online.
Okay.
I don't remember what his name is, Louis. That was back in like 2007, 2006, whenever diesel fuel spiked to like four something a gallon on all of it. This man got a wild hair in his ass. He's like, well, I'll fucking fix this. And he did.
I mean, you want to take another quick break, man? Because we got a stack of articles to get to.
Right. Matt, I want to thank you for coming on, man. You're fantastic. We really need to protect you guys and make sure everything's going on. Definitely, if you want to hear more from Matt, he's going to be on the American Reality Check show tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. He's going to be talking more. He's also going to have JB from the American Truck Driver. Again, American Reality Check Show. It's talkshoe.com. Oh, God, I keep forgetting the damn number. Talkshoe.com/TC/29521. Again, that's talkshoe.com/TC/29521. All right, Matt, thanks a lot.
No problem, Louie. You got to keep loving America. Make it strong again.
Oh, we're going to catch, like you said, we're going to catch a huge fucking wild fucking wig of fucking hair up our asses right now.
All right, man. See you guys later.
All right, later. All right, yeah, that was Matt. He's fucking fantastic. So what else we got in the stack?
Actually, can we take a quick break?
All right. Yeah, dear. We're going to take a quick break. This is... Oh. Ooh, okay. Well, this is the Crack Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls and ready to roll. That's it.
Shitting all over your couch. Fuck your couch, nigga.
Fuck your couch. Yo, we're going to shit over the New World Order's couch. Fuck their couches. They could buy another one. So, this is the Crack Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls, ready to roll. Even if we got to take a fucking bat to some nigga's head. By nigga, I mean probably one of these global elite sons of bitches. Here we go.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to the crotchshotradioshow.com and click the top banner, that is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Shot Radio Show sent you.
You and Dick Cheney cousins?
You know, I actually knew about it.
Bring down a fully loaded 727 into the middle of New York City, and you'll find a dozen tin-pot dictators all over the world just clamoring to take responsibility.
The 9/11 cover-up, the Obama fraud, population control, and more. To find out about the New World Order and how you can stop it, visit Louis B., an enemy combatant, at crotchshotradio.com.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit crotchshotradio.com every day.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louie B with Benny Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
One, two, ready, go.
Obama,
cause I got a crush on
Obama.
Cause I got a crush
on Obama.
Obama,
he's gonna save the day.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
Oh, shit.
Come here,
sit down.
Can I help you?
Yeah, hi, look, I'm tired of you goddamn spigs making that loud fucking noise over there. You want me to go over there and start slapping you bitches?
Fuck you.
Fuck you hard, motherfucker.
Come, come, I wanna be good.
Hey, yes.
Man, the sarcasm is just off the charts today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I know. Yes, looks like somebody hacked Christie's Facebook account.
Nice.
Great.
Oh, here it is. I just wanted to read this little thingy from the first hour that I never got to cover. Just a real quick harken back to weather control. But I'm actually looking at a YouTube right now. Chemtrail weather control on NBC4.
Oh.
I mean, and then the HARP broadcast on Canadian TV right next to it. Oh, God. And we're crazy. But anyway, it's from Wikipedia. It says...
Mm-hmm.
Some ancient peoples throughout history have tried to control the weather. And it just really, why I'm taking the time to read this is because I do feel like we are controlling the political climate and the social climate with our words. I mean, look at the interview that we did with James David Manning. That has gone viral. People said that was probably one of the best things we've done, in addition to the, of course, Deke Jackson interview.
Yes.
But, you know...
He's trying to get him on again.
We as humans have historically always been superstitious that certain people are more manipulative and more powerful than others. Instead of learning how to manipulate our own reality and pick ourselves up by our bootstraps and change our own life, be the change you want to see in the world, we just like to point the finger and blame other people. You know, and historically, magical and religious practices to control weather have been seen all over the world. And
Shit! Just in. Go ahead. Finish. But I just got something.
We need to harness our own reality as spiritual creatures, having human experiences, not humans having spiritual experiences. You are not your body. You are more than just a name. You are more than just a walking, talking piece of flesh, sack of bones. You are a spirit inhabiting that body. You are all loving, all knowing, infinite consciousness, and you need to tap into that. It's just like the Matrix. This is what my new movie is all about, and I'll get to that in a second. But my new movie is all about that, is you know, giving you the sunglasses, just like in They Live or in The Matrix. When Neo puts on the sunglasses and he sees the programming code, he sees what the Matrix is made of. So that's what we need to do here, is to fight their weather control and other stuff, is fight back metaphysically. Don't fight physically. I mean, you can if it comes down to that, if heads need to roll, as Louis was mentioning earlier, but... The way we win is through the info war and changing people's minds. So just wanted to compare that, kind of parallel with the history of humans and witches and magic and all that stuff, because this is the human experience. I mean, what else is there except alchemy, except transmuting our thoughts into reality, manifesting our consciousness in the material world? I mean, that's the power of humans. We have fists and feet, and we have eyes and ears and a ginormous brain that allows us to think up whatever we want, and anything is possible. So I just wanted to say that as a word of encouragement to anyone listening, that we're not all gloom and doom. You know, Louis has his prank phone calls. We have our fun. It's just stuff is so off the charts that sometimes you have to get a little bit emotional about it. I mean, we try and cover the news as best we can, to the best of our ability. And, Louis, to you, I'm glad I just reminded myself. I wanted to tell you that I will help you now that I am done with my project, for the most part, with the Michael Bloomberg film, if you still are doing that.
Yeah, sure.
And I also have a bunch of other projects up my sleeve.
Always projects. There's really a lot of work to go along in this fight.
Yeah, no, exactly. There's so much to do, and people are bored with life.
Really a lot to do. So, this just got this via Instant Messenger. U.S. spies buy stake in firm that monitors blogs and tweets.
Oh, yes.
This is from Wired.com, October 19th. America's spy agencies want to read your blog posts. Well, I mean, go ahead. What the hell?
Suck my left nut.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, hold on. Yo, I'm on the radio show. Yeah, Colin, you just got called out.
Oh.
Never. Yeah. America's spy agencies want to read your blog post, keep track of your Twitter updates, even check out your book reviews on Amazon.
And they want to see Louis Wang.
Yeah, well, you know, who doesn't want to see my Wang? It's all about. It's like, hey, hi, Louis, how you doing?
The people at the airport, dude, they want to. Actually, I was reading about that earlier on CNN, I think. I was a TSA porn star. Google that. How the airport security used to pass around pictures of certain favorite naked travelers. They would make pictures of them and pass them around. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, of course.
CNN.com.
Yes, the article goes, INQTEL, the investment arm of the CIA and the intelligence community is putting cash into Visible Technologies, a software firm that specializes in monitoring social media. It's part of a larger movement within the spy services to get a better using open source intelligence information that's publicly available but often hidden in the flood of TV shows, newspaper articles, and blog posts, online videos, and radio reports generated every day.
Mm.
You know, seriously, go ahead.
So they're openly announcing it.
It's a damn good thing I don't put nothing personal on my fucking Twitter.
Yeah, we just cover the news. See, that's the thing. People are like, oh, Twitter's bad because who wants to hear about your personal, your period or when you ate your last meal or whatever. Well, you don't have to use it for that. You can use it to get the word out. I mean, that's what we're doing. I use Facebook and MySpace as weapons. I use YouTube as weapons. I don't need to do anything radical because art is radical enough. The idea of resistance is more powerful than the resistance itself. In fact, it is the resistance because by declaring your thoughts a crime, they can get away with anything. Don't you realize? I mean, they're now talking about the Obama administration pre-crime.
I think it's ridiculous. You get more time if, like, let's say you're pissed off at someone, you punch them in the face. All right, you get, like, what, a couple months in jail. You call him a nigger while you punch him in the face, you probably get life in prison. You know, that makes no fucking sense.
Man.
I mean, you're punching another human being. Does it matter whether I'm thinking, oh, right, you're subhuman fucking monkey man, nigger, you know, I punch you in the face. All right, fine. Yeah, no, it's just this whole hate crime shit, thought crimes is just stupid. So anyway,
the fairness
doctrine.
We got Benny
Carnero on. I know Glenn Z came out with had some words for you.
That's great. So I like to be welcomed in with a few kicks to the nuts, right?
No, what's up, man? I was just saying that you hardly ever come on the show at the same time as me, so thank you for coming on.
Yeah, no. Trust me, you can't have a fucking show and not have someone twist the balls, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, but we were talking about chemtrails and shit earlier. What do you think about chemtrails?
Well, what?
You know all them strange white lines in the sky? Or they're not strange?
The only white lines I know are the one where people waiting to get their coffee. Oh, John.
That was actually good. You had my attention on something else for a minute there.
Really, the only white lines I know are the ones that the crack whore sniffs up off the table.
Yeah, there you go.
There's plenty of white line references we can make. I mean, we can make a sports one. The only white lines they know are the ones that are out of bounds.
Yeah.
That's it. Cool. We covered all fucking references. You're talking about the planes?
Yeah, all that weird shit. The History Channel just did a whole thing about how they're seeding the clouds to make it rain. And the mayor of Moscow in Time magazine is saying that he wants to stop the snow this winter.
Well, I'm no science expert because I did make this stupid argument that, like, what is it? Ice cubes in the cup?
We were having a debate on the phone the other day about global warming. He's like, you know, because when the ice glaciers melt, it's gonna raise the level of the water. And I'm like saying, no, not true, because when you fill a cup full of ice and it melts, it doesn't even fill it halfway. So yeah, you know, I just blew up his point. So
yeah, I'm not a science expert, but I'm assuming that You could cause rain if you throw salt into the clouds?
Well, no, yeah, it's called silver iodide, and they use a bunch of other stuff like compressed CO2 and other things, and it basically activates the cloud's natural chemistry to make it rain or snow.
Okay, now if you throw a couple Puerto Ricans into the sky, you might have purple rain. Drug reference? No? Drug reference? No? Drug reference? No,
that was good. That was good. Yeah, that deserves
Maybe
a reading
I'm
rainbow,
just
actually.
Like my mother. This is what it sounds like when blacks cry. No?
All right. All right. Can we, we only got a few minutes left of the show. I wanted to bang out a
How
couple of these things.
Rain? How about
is that possible?
Chocolate? I got chocolate rain. Hold on.
Pink chocolate?
I got some truck. Where the fuck did I put the. I also had to get the metal version.
That's high production value right there. What you know about making songs on the spot? Seriously.
All right, can we move on, please?
All right, moving on. Let's do this.
Yeah, I got three newspapers I ain't even get to, so luckily you're in luck today. I don't have an overload.
Ah. Oh, I'm in luck. Okay.
No, I know, because you don't like it when I have too many news stories. No, as they say, no news is good news, right?
Exactly.
So I guess it's good news, although a lot of it is bad news.
Oh, shit, again, this just in again. This Sunday is the 7th anniversary of Senator Wellstone's crash.
Oh,
how lovely.
Senator Wellstone.
You know...
I'm well stoned right now.
You want to know something? I was just watching, the Amazon, Obama's wife. She was doing some hula hoop shit. She really fucking dominated that shit. She was hula hooping like she was fucking Hawaiian, like her husband.
Like she was about to give birth to a black child.
Seriously, she was swiveling those hips.
I said she was born.
That bitch is an Amazon. Her fucking ass is like 10 feet tall. I think if I walked up to her, I could walk right.
It has its own zip code.
Seriously, fucking Amazon. She looked like a dude. You've ever seen her grin?
Well, dude, this is a perfect segue, actually. Speaking of wives, let me cover this first article. This is the health section from AM New York. It says, the headline, educated wife equals longer life. Guess what, groom? Your bride's education may be the key to a longer life for you. Researchers from Sweden... found that a woman's education was a stronger factor in her husband's risk of dying. According to researchers, Robert Erickson and Jenny Torsander, women traditionally take more responsibility for the household than men do, and as a consequence, women's education might be more important for the family's lifestyle choices. For example,
as
food
bullshit,
habits.
You want to keep the you want to keep them bitches dumb. You
yeah,
can't
I
have
have
them
to disagree
smart.
With that. I have. Well, when he's done reading, I got a good point.
You have to disagree with that. You're saying you want to keep a chicken head around for the rest of your life?
Yes. There's a reason. Look, think about it. If a chick... Hold on a sec. I got a great point. Look,
right.
First of all, women are out to kill men. So if the bitch is dumb, her only method of killing you is nagging you to death or fucking chopping your dick off and that's it. So it's two methods of killing you. Now, if the bitch is a little bit smarter, she might pull some jigsaw shit on you and give you a fucking minute to decide if you want your nuts or you want to be dead. So it's better if she's ignorant.
I don't know, man. That sounds kind of heterophobic. You sure you ain't coming out the closet there?
No, I'm just saying. They've been destined and determined to destroy us. So I figure if the bitch knows a little less.
Oh, well.
And if she's a Bronx chick, she'll do some Reservoir Dogs type shit. She'll tie you to a chair and play, fuck in the middle with you. Here I am.
There are some crazy women out there, though. I don't disagree with that. But moving on, it says that they looked at more than 1.5 million employed men and women, 30 to 59, who are living with a partner.
Not in this country, because you said that's a lot of employed people. It's not USA, right?
Yeah, this is Sweden.
Yeah, see? All right.
And it said that the men who hadn't reached high school were 1.1 times more likely to die than during follow-up than men who had finished college. And that the effect of women's education on their mortality was strong.
Mm.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I mean, I that's true, though. I do want someone who's educated, you know, they don't have to be... you know, handing out pamphlets on the street or whatever, be involved in any of the things that I am, to that degree, even if she is on board with those issues. But it's like, I want someone smart. I don't want someone who's just...
Yeah, I want someone smart.
Gonna stick around and then die on me.
Yeah,
she's a dumb bitch. She just falls off a bridge.
Yeah, she has the most... And she needs to have, at most, a junior high school education. I need her to be smart enough to cook.
No, I mean, literally, there was an article... in the last year in Jersey City where some bitch was walking on the turnpike or whatever, the Pulaski Skyway. It's a really, really tall
fucking thing.
In
the words of Cat Williams, we only call you bitches because we don't know your names individually.
So she dropped her cell phone because she was high and drunk or something, and she basically fell into the ravine and died. If you dropped your cell phone and it fell over the edge of a cliff that was more than a 200-foot drop, would you reach for your cell phone, or would you just say, ah, fuck it, I'll get a new one? I mean, come on.
No, if it's a BlackBerry, you jumping.
Yeah.
that's pathetic.
That fee you got to pay to get another one, that's just like $85.
Yeah, well,
up.
You know how much you got to pay to get another life? A lot.
Hey, some people don't start one, all right?
Some people never had a life to begin with, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, moving on, we got... I'm just going to bang these out because we already covered it mostly in the first hour, but healthcare worker vaccine fears mirror public doubt. Reuters, Associated Press. Hospital and other healthcare workers are at the front lines in resisting the vaccine requirements. The United Centers for Disease Control and Prevention cannot say how many are reluctant to have the shots because the campaign has just started. But the number
may be
significant.
When I was a kid, I inhaled frequently. That was the point.
Yep, that's his medical plan right there.
But he thinks it's a bad idea to legalize it.
Well, no, because, you know, potheads are the most greediest motherfuckers out there, you know, because they don't want to share their supply. You know he probably has Fort Knox filled with pot. You know that, right?
So it says like, the Infectious Disease Society of America has asked for all states to mandate vaccinations, and the requirement sparked protests in New York earlier this month. So basically, they're trying to kill you. They're trying to maximize their profits, minimize the cost. And many of these companies making the vaccines, like Baxter and others and Merck, have been caught over and over and over and over again, poisoning people or mismarketing products, lying about their effectiveness. And that's coming up next in my article right here. Mm-hmm. It says, the next one from the Epoch Times, it's deja vu for Pfizer. Well, no kidding. We've been covering this story over and over for the past 4 or 5 weeks now. It says Pfizer's $2.3 billion settlement announced by the Department of Defense Justice for Fraudulent Marketing of Bextra and Geodon, as well as other companies. But Pfizer, this is the biggest. Pfizer is paying the biggest settlement ever for mismarketing drugs. And it's on the order of $2.3 billion. It says it's only been 5 years since Pfizer agreed to pay $400 million for another drug that they mismanaged. It's just when is it going to end? It's the same crap over and over and over again. It says Pfizer's fraud settlement for pain drug Bextra, which was taken off the market in 2004, and antipsychotic Geodon, these are the largest pharmaceutical fraud settlements in the history of Department of Justice and the largest criminal fine ever imposed in the United States. I don't even think I need to read the rest of the article because this is just unbelievable. The same shit over and over and over again. But you don't care.
You don't care. Like,
you're not going to go read it. You're not going to look it up.
You know how I take my psychotropic drugs? That's how my drugs make me feel.
All right, man. I got 3 minutes left. That's why I had to move on there. We got three more articles. Perfect. 1 minute an article.
I thought I have you paid up for the whole hour.
All right. We got more vaccine crap from the Epoch Times. It says, swine flu or novel H1N1? Get the flu facts by Ronald Whitmont, medical doctor.
And I'm mad. I know you thought that last joke was funny and you're just holding it. I hate that you hold that shit.
I'm not.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to cover the news, man. All right. It says the CDC estimates that most people who contract the swine flu are expected to recover without significant consequences or medical attention. So do not take the swine flu shot. Again, reiterating that point. 90% of those who suffered complications from H1N1 since early 2009 also had either asthma or other problems. So those with pre-existing conditions are at increased risk of suffering complications of influenza, which is normal. That's exactly what's supposed to happen. Epidemiologists have found that not only is H1N1 associated with mild and less lethal cases of flu, but is also less easily transmitted. That's why there haven't been that many cases of it. And yet, they're still calling it a pandemic, trying to roll out the vaccinations when it's not even that big of a deal. And this is coming from a doctor, and we've repeatedly said this over and over again, that the only reason the swine flu vaccine is being manufactured so they can make a profit, and it's been engineered in the first place. And then finally, concerning the swine flu, I'll have an interesting article to close out with, but it says, law on religious exemptions for vaccination. And this is by a lawyer, Alan Phillips, in the Epoch Times. And he was speaking at a healthcare workers' rally in Albany earlier this month. He says, a growing number of parents and healthcare professionals around the world have questioned mass immunization policies in recent years, spawning an increase in exemption rates. Good. But even that is color of law. You don't need to sign a paper that says you're exempt. There's no law that says you have to take it in the first place. And yet they're saying in parts of New Jersey, where I live, that if you don't vaccinate your 6-month-old baby, they're not going to preschool. They're not going to school, period.
Good thing we're not 6-year-olds.
Yeah, that's scary.
Or a good thing I don't have kids, because I would not give them the swine flu shot. Nuh-uh.
Louis got two of them. He's Puerto Rican. It's by default. You know what I'm saying? Like, when they're born, he goes as a born right.
And, well, here's the funny thing. They're not even mine. I doubt that they're even mine, but, you know, they just, at the home office, they just give you two just automatically.
All right, one more thing.
I didn't own them. I took them to Maury. He's like, get your black ass out of here. I'm like, I'm not black, Maury.
Just a little dark.
Come here and see if I can help you.
Yeah, one more thing here.
I'm tired of you goddamn spigs making that loud fucking noise over there. You want me to go over there and start slapping you bitches?
Fuck you.
Fuck you hard, motherfucker. There you go.
All right, one more thing, and then but before we get to that last article, big announcement, if you made it this far.
Jesus Christ.
Been keeping you in suspense. Basically, the movie is completed. It will be launched this weekend, test screening on Sunday, once I figure that out. But
yes, one night in Benny Carnero is out now.
The mixtape coming soon.
Yeah, the Obamatomicles and the Around the Black Lives Matter carts mixtape is coming out.
Obamatomicles? What?
What? That's one of your lyrics.
No.
Bombing the Atomicles? Well, I don't know. I can't understand a lot of what you say in your songs.
Well, then you need to go read a thesaurus, my friend.
But it doesn't have the lyrics to your song. How's a thesaurus?
Exactly.
Yes,
all right,
it.
But basically, 9/11, 2001, A Space Odyssey, my first ever film, full-length feature film, will be out hopefully later tonight online if I can get this thing to work properly. I want to get it on DVD first.
Any
and yeah, the trailer, yes, there is some nudity of Louis B. at the end.
Oh!
But basically...
Oh, shit.
It's covering the whole history... The beginning, the middle, the end, and where we can go from here. So check it out. The trailer is up. The poster is up on Crotch Shot Radio. And the video, full length, will be out pretty soon.
And the extras will include me standing in front of Veneer butt naked saying... saying...
And that's actually a... That's actually a perfect segue.
You're a filthy whore! You're a filthy whore! You're a filthy whore! That's just me saying that over and over while I'm eating cake. Cake.
Yeah, last one. I'm not even going to get to this, but we mentioned this, I think, on the last show. But here it is in a giant article from the Epoch Times, October 15th. Walt Disney expanding influence during recession. So exactly, they're having all these mergers and acquisitions. Bloomberg just bought up Newsweek magazine, and Disney just bought up Marvel. All these different fascistic corporate mergers and acquisitions taking place right now. They're propagandizing us through the media, like with movies like Transformers and G.I. Joe. So boycott everything. Do not listen to the latest Hillary Duff album.
Yeah,
or
did
if you
see
have
the
friends,
porno
don't
version
let them
tonight?
Do it
it's called transsexuals.
Transsexuals, dudes in disguise.
We'll get
transsexuals, transform.
So stay off the TV. Stop eating their GMO foods.
Optimus
crack a smile every once in a while. You know, have some fun. Make some prank calls like Louis does. Louis does a great job of that.
Wait, get back to transsexuals.
And don't let the New World Order make you miserable like everybody who listens to Jay-Z. I'm Enemy Combatant, signing off.
Yeah, I'd like to thank everyone for coming through and listening to the show. I'd like to thank Truth Brigade, Kev from Kev Ivan from Ireland. I'd like to thank Obi Pro. I'd like to thank Oogie, Alex, everybody that's listening on to the streams. We love you too, Christy. Also like to thank Matt Overtime from United CDL and American Truckers Association. Yes, and again, if you don't believe what I got to say, go fuck yourself. And stay tuned for my new movie, Transsexuals.
Nah, come on, let's close out with the tagline.
Yes. All right, well, if you don't believe, fuck the New World Order.
Fuck the New World Order.
Fuck the New World Order. If you don't believe what I got to say, then fuck you too.
Nigga.
The hell was that? That was a drive-by nigga. Somebody just called me a nigga, just drive-by. Nigga! Like, damn. You know, that just ruined my day. I'm not even human anymore. Someone just called me a straight nigga and drove away and shit. And here's someone in trouble. Spec. Oh, shit. Someone's shooting at me now. This is my life.
And the rest of the show is just Louis eating cake.
Congratulations, guys. You have just officially ended the show. All right, bye, everybody. Come on, man, for sure, and if I might, that's my sister. If it is you, or they and